Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I had to re-record this episode, everybody. I had to re-record it. Let me get in here. I was trying to be on top of things for 2021. I recorded an episode earlier this week, and I was like, yeah, I'm on top of it. And then Wednesday happened, and I'm like, man, I have to address this now. So I'm redoing this episode to kind of talk about what just happened in D.C., the attempted bloodless coup, insurrection, sedition, whatever you want to call it. It was a very sad moment in American history. Our president, Donald J. Trump, previously to the Senate in the House, basically ratifying his votes, he held a rally, and basically him, his son, Rudy Giuliani, and a couple of others got a whole bunch of people riled up. And they were basically told to go march on the Capitol and be tough and let's be wild. And Rudy Giuliani went as far as to say we should have trial by combat. Here you have an 80-ish-year-old guy with fucked up teeth who definitely cannot fight, okay? Trying to get people riled up to go do some shit that he to basically send people out to start shit and him not being involved and do nothing and sit back and watch while being safely guarded by Secret Service and Donald Trump's security detail. That's some pussy ass shit. And that's what they do. They get everybody riled up. They get people up to go do their bidding. Five people died. But we'll get there. Our president, through his vice president, Mike Pence, who's been nothing but loyal to this fucking guy for years now, threw him under the bus, called him weak, said he wouldn't like him as much if he didn't object to the electoral votes when they came in. And Pence told him, there's nothing I can do. Constitutional expert said, sir, there's nothing we can do. But he goes, yeah, but I heard there is. He just listens to random people on the internet. If you say what he wants to hear, he will believe you. That's the guy running the country for the next 13 days. He's been doing it for the last 4 years. That's what he does. He just scrolls on Twitter until he sees some shit that he likes and goes, I'm going with that. That's the guy. That's the guy. He threw the vice president under the bus in front of the White House. How shitty is that? Trial by combat. Go down there. Let's be wild. Tough. Crazy, man. And these are the same people that will try to hold Kendrick Lamar and all these other rappers responsible for murders and shit that happens in their neighborhood, stuff that happens to the black community, saying they need to be more responsible with their language. But here you are. You have politicians that have tens of millions of followers on social media combined. I would say between all the Trumps, they've well over 100 million people. And I get there's going to be a lot of crossover. Over 100 million people that they're lying to constantly. And this is what bothers me. I'm not about censorship. I'm about being responsible. I get it. Sometimes we say reckless shit on the internet. But you can't complain that you're being censored on the internet. They won't let you say what you want to say. And then turn around and you blame social media for your behavior and your thoughts. It's social media that's dividing us. It's social media. It's you. You're taking it in. You believe it. And then you go out and you interact with people based on the lies you've been told. Stop blaming social media. It's you. That's like you complaining about how you should be able to eat what you want, when you want, where you want, and then you get fat and go, well, fuck it. It's McDonald's fault and Burger King and Wendy's. They stay open too late. They got too much stuff on their menu. It's so cheap that they're making me buy it. If they weren't open 24/7, I wouldn't eat it. This is all on you. You're the one taking this shit in. It's on you. It is on you. Take some responsibility. I think that's why they want people to be able to say whatever they want on the internet. They want it to be some Wild West, lawless land where they can just see whatever they want, believe it, act on that, and go, well, it's the internet's fault because I thought it was real. No, that's on you. That is on you. And I'm fine with people protesting, no matter how fruitless that protest may be. And this, the irony of after all the Black Lives Matter protests and the riots, I would never condone violence. I don't do that. You don't see white people. You don't see Republicans out. And here they are out here doing it. And all of a sudden, it's different. Yeah, but. I actually had somebody have the nerve to say that this was bound to happen. It's like, really? You didn't think that this summer? Because this summer, you didn't condone violence. You didn't even like protests. They were walking in the street. You would hit them with their car. But yeah, you don't condone violence. But here you are, yeah, button. And well, when it comes to people that look like you, that support an agenda that you support, all of a sudden it's different. And to have this dude say, it's bound to happen. And you just somewhat trying to justify this to me. Dude, black people have suffered for decades, but police brutality, just beatings, just unfair trials. And I hate to be that guy, but since the day we got here, it's been brutal, unfair. People, you were lied to for 2 months about an election and you stormed the Capitol, breaking shit, stealing shit. And you feel justified because you were lied to for 2 months. You felt like that built enough anger in you because people were making fun of you for 4 years. You know, they were mean to you because you liked Trump. Then they stole your election. No proof of any of this shit. And you felt justified in doing what you did. But for some reason, you can't wrap your head around what black people have gone through. And I'm not even saying for you to condone the violence, but you just had no clue. I don't get it. If you just comply, I mean, the judge ruled that the cops were innocent. They were ruled this. Judges ruled that there wasn't enough evidence to bring this shit to a case, and they dismissed all those cases. Why can't you face that? I've watched Bill O'Reilly tell Trayvon Martin's parents on his show, if George Zimmerman is exonerated of murdering your son, will you let it go? Can you just let it go and move on? That's what he said to parents as their teenage child lay dead. Can you just let it go and move on? Can you just respect the court's decision over their dead child? And this is how you act over an election with no proof. Tucker Carlson was on his own show telling those people that it wasn't their fault for what they did. It's their fault. It's not your fault. It's their fault. What kind of shit is that? Where's the personal responsibility? I had people, I joked around and said, I'm pretty sure someone's going to say, is it really stealing or looting since we're taxpayers and that's a government building? And sure enough, watching the news last night, I saw a quote from a politician that asked the same thing. Is it really stealing if they pay taxes? Okay, let's continue with that logic. So you can steal stuff from a government building because you pay taxes. Well, I guess here, I guess it, locally, anybody, you could just walk up and take a cop's gun if you pay taxes. That's your gun. Hey, remember all those cop cars and the cop in the police stations that burned this summer? That's not illegal. If those are taxpayers, you know, that's their property. And guess what? You have the right to burn your own property. You can destroy your own property. You can do whatever you want to it. As long as it doesn't interfere with anybody else's. Hey, so any cop building that was burned down, any cop car that was burned, any cop property that was damaged or stolen, it wasn't. That's just taxpayers doing what they want with their property. How does that sound? Does that sound fucking ridiculous? I'm sure when you say it, it's different though. I called it, man. I called it. They were going to be able to justify it, and they're already doing it. We need to call this shit. This is not patriotism. This is terrorism. 100%. 100%, man. They're even going as far. There was a woman that was killed, Air Force veteran. They're going as far as to use the slogan, say her name. Now, all of a sudden, they care about unarmed people getting shot. I saw the video. Yeah, it sucked. But guess what? She was storming the building. She shouldn't have been in there. Remember Ahmaud Arbery? How you were saying he shouldn't have went into a standing structure that he didn't own? And you justify this man being hunted down, basically lynched in 2020, hunted down in the street by a truck. A man driving a truck and shot like a fucking stray dog. You needed to see more of that. You needed to know what my man had for breakfast that day before you could give a ruling. But you watch this video and all of a sudden it's, well, they didn't have to shoot her in the face. You know why it's a government building. She shouldn't have been there. The cop needs to be arrested. It was an unlawful discharge. It was a lack of trigger discipline. All type of bullshit. All excuses. Now, all of a sudden, you want to question the cop's thought process behind shooting this woman that was unarmed. Was it warranted? Was it too far? After you've seen multiple videos of motherfuckers being shot in the back, people kneeling on their neck, and you're still like, well, I just need to know what happened before that. Come on, man. Miss me with that shit. Now, all of a sudden, you care about unarmed people being shot by security? Maybe they were scared. Hey, that cop just wanted to go home and see their kid. They were outnumbered. What do they want to do? They just want to go home at night. What happened to all that talk? 14 cops injured, 5 people dead. But you can't. You like cops so much. Seeing people push up against these barricades versus the cop with their Blue Lives Matter flags was hilarious. And just very, it speaks to how they are just very hypocritical. The irony behind it. They wanted a wall so bad. Here they are scaling the wall. You care so much about property damage. They breaking windows. They love America so much. They went to our Capitol building and destroyed it. Or attempted to destroy it. And I'm pretty sure people want to get into the specifics of the severity of the damage. But again, let some niggas knock over a lawn chair. My grandmother had that lawn chair on the Titanic, and that was the only thing they were able to save, and it fell over. But hey, when y'all do it, it was bound to happen. This is what happens when people are upset. Y'all not built for the criticism, man. You're not. If you think everybody else is entitled, you feel like you own the fucking country. You feel like it's yours. This is our house. This is mine. You're so upset. And just to see it all come full circle 4 years ago, all the gloating, she lost, you're so a loser. Hillary needs to concede. She's ruining the country. Y'all need to get over it. Say it. He's your president. And look at you. Look at you literally scaling the wall, screaming his entire administration. You've been talking about other people letting their emotions get the best of them. And look at you. Look at you. And I think that's a part of the reason why they're even more mad is because they deep down inside, they know how they look. They know. They know how they look. So patriot. He just said today he's not going to the inauguration. What a great guy. What a fucking leader, everybody. What a leader. You're mad at Kaepernick for kneeling, but you care so much about the Constitution and all these different institutions and tradition, and your guy is not showing up to the inauguration because he lost. What we saw on Capitol Hill was a travesty, and at the same time, it was the biggest Tyler temper tantrum I have ever seen in my life. This is what you get when you've never been told no, or that you're wrong, or that you've lost in 70 years. This guy has been so used to being able to bully his way and get his way all the time. When it doesn't work out, he loses his mind. And this guy was willing to take down the entire United States of America to get his fucking way. And he played y'all the entire time. He even said years ago, if he ever ran, he would run as a Republican, because you guys are fucking stupid. And all he did was prove you right. And I'm talking about the Trump loyalists. He's been lying to y'all, and they ate it up. Ate it up. They're making absolutely no sense. Have you even listened to yourself? First, it's the machines. The machines are fraud. And they debunked that. Well, they must have changed something on the inside of the machine. Well, they did this. They, come on, man. Typically, the simplest solution is the most likely solution. If you say 9/11 was an inside job or a conspiracy, these same people will lose their mind. They don't think that anyone can orchestrate 9/11, but they really feel like people can orchestrate stealing the election. You don't think somebody would come out and tell, just like you didn't think somebody would come out and tell, hey, man, they want to run buildings into the Twin Towers. They want to run planes into the Twin Towers. You don't think anybody would have came out and said that? I don't know. Just let it sink in. This is white domestic terrorism. This is not patriotism. This is just the beginning, people. I think this is their rally cry. This is their moment. This is like their, this is the moment that's going to make them. But I have to applaud the politicians that did the right thing. They went back in there after it was all said and done, and they finished the job. I thought that was great. That's what we needed to do, to let them know, y'all did not fucking win. We came out here and we finished the job. And before I get out of here, let me say this. Do not give any of these Republican politicians that want to stand up now any credit. Don't call them heroes. Don't call them courageous. Do not do that. They've been enabling this guy for the last 4 years. When they were campaigning against this guy, they told the truth before, that he was a danger to our country, that he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's a piece of shit and he will ruin us. And once he won, all of a sudden, all that went away. They were sucking this guy's dick. A couple of these guys, he disrespected their wives. He talked about their looks and they did nothing. They still supported him. They still licked his boots. They still sucked his dick after disrespecting the woman that had their children, the woman that they vowed to love the rest of their lives, through thick and thin, through health and sickness, to death do us part. Ah, your wife's an ugly cunt. And they just let it go. They let it go, and they sucked this guy off. And I'm pretty sure over the 4 years, Ted Cruz and all these guys whose wives he disrespected, at some point, those guys introduced their wives to him. Hey, this is the president, Donald Trump. It's like, this is the guy that called your wife ugly, and you're introducing her, sucking his dick in front of him. I do not respect it. Don't give them credit. Also, anyone involved needs to be prosecuted fairly, swiftly, and to the fullest extent of the law. And I'm talking even the politicians. After this happens, the politicians that still objected, they need to be fucking fired, tried, and put in jail. Any police officers that were there. Now, I get it. There are cases where they were outnumbered. I'm talking 4 to 5, 5 versus 50, 100. I get it. You want to fall back to another position. But if there were any police officers, law enforcement, Capitol Police, anybody in a law enforcement capacity that allowed these people in because you felt like they were on your side, if you were taking selfies and smiling with these people, you should also be fired, tried, and convicted, and you should spend a very, very long time in jail. I find it very ironic and funny, too, the fact that he just passed this bill about if you deface any of these federal statutes and and memorabilia, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's a minimum of 10 years. And they show a video of him repeating this at rallies, and you see all these white people cheering and ranting and raving and so excited and fired up. I hope that many of them are convicted, tried, and are jailed under the same fucking law. I'm out.